being right on time. Hello, everyone. Welcome to tonight's special meeting. It's Monday, December 12th, and we're at the Veterans Memorial Hall for those listening and watching. For the record, we do have a quorum. Matt, welcome back. We'll call the meeting to order. Yeah, that's cool. Very cool. Very nice. Good. And if we'll all just start with a moment of silence, please. Thank you. And our Pledge of Allegiance, Christine, will you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Well, tonight's special meeting is the swearing in and honoring of two council members that are not staying with us, and we'll get to speak to that, but just have the opportunity to recognize some folks. We don't have speaker slips for those who've asked earlier, so there will be public comment. We'll adopt the resolution declaring the results of the general municipal elections. There'll be comments from council members for our two outgoing council members, Christine and Noah. Then we'll convene down at the podium for the swearing in of Mr. Robert Davis and Ms. Marlis McPherson as new council members coming up. And then have the oath of office, and then we'll come up to the podium with our newly seated council. And with that, we can start off with the adoption of a resolution for number 77-16, declaring the results of the general municipal election. I'm looking for a motion to approve that resolution.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion by Councilwoman Christine Johnson and Council Member Noah Smuckler, seconded. Thank you. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? None. Motion carries 5-0. Thanks very much. And I was wondering, I think we all have remarks, and I was wondering if Mr. Heading will lead us off in some remarks for our there we go. See, that's exactly, I have some of those very statements to talk about. Noah, thanks very much. We'll open up for public comment and then we'll go into remarks. So for those who'd like to come to speak for public comment, please come forward. Oh, nice.
Okay, I'm on my end. Good evening, Mayor and Council members. My name is Ramina Kareem. I'm a resident in the county, not in the city of Morro Bay, but I'm here tonight to recognize the work that all of you do with a special call out to our friend Christine Johnson, who has really demonstrated that you can be a leader at any place in your life. I think sometimes government can feel like it can keep people out because you need to have done certain things. And in fact, all of us have a way to contribute if we step forward and we embrace that we want to shape our community that we love. So this is a big thank you to a young mother who stepped forward to say, I care about the community my son is being raised in, and showed all of us what that kind of contribution can lead to. So thank you for your service.
Thank you, Ramina.
I now realize I should have come up with Ramina. She said it so well. I'm Eric Justison, and I also have a word of congratulations to Christine and Noah for great service. Our towns across America are really served so well by people that live in them and care so much about them, and what a sacrifice. It's a lot of time, a lot of hours. I see it all over the place. And so anyway, thank you very much. Morro Bay is better off for it, and congratulations to the new members of your council coming in. You have a great town, and I just want to say, you know, way to go. Thanks.
Thank you.
Sharon O'Leary from the Community Resource Connections Office. Especially want to thank Noah and Christine for their patience and efforts the last 2.5 years, first with EBAC, Estero Bay Alliance for Care, which they facilitated 2.5 years of monthly meetings, bringing together all sorts of agencies in regards to helping our residents in need. And then, of course, the resource office. Sorry about asking about copies and stuff like that, but it's been a huge benefit to the community because of your effort with leadership of Jamie Irons as well. Thank you from all of us. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Good evening, Mayor Irons and all of the council here. I just wanted to come by and say just a really quick word of thanks. I want to thank all of you, for every single one of you, for your dedication to our city, your countless hours of thankless work that you do for all of the citizens of Morro Bay. It has not gone unnoticed, and I don't know that we could say thank you enough. To Matt and John, thank you for your service. To Mayor Irons, I want to thank you for all of your service, and I have to say you are the bravest man that I know. And I say that with all honesty. I was thinking and I was going, he really truly is the bravest man that I know. And I say that with the utmost respect because you have taken on so much and you have agreed to do it again. So thank you for that. And to Christine and Noah, you are going to be so greatly missed being on our council. Everyone here is going to miss you. And Christine, you were one of my very first friends here in Morro Bay when we moved here. And it's because of your example that so many people that I know of, including myself, have become career volunteers. So thank you for that. And so yes, I just wanted to say thank you again for all that you have done. And also, before I forget, I want to congratulate our newly elected officials, Robert Red Davis, and Marlis. I want to thank you so much for taking this on, and I'm excited to see what we have in store for us in the future. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Jen.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Walter Heath, resident of Morro Bay. It's tough to follow an act like that. Summed up a lot of what I wanted to say. I just want to convey my thanks to the council, all of you, for listening to all voices and weighing things in an objective way. And if you just look around the town, you'll see that, you know, in many ways, Morro Bay is much better off for your service. And I think, you know, probably, you know, looking back on your 4 years, and you think, wow, you know, there was a lot of things that go unseen, a lot of procedures and protocols that have been improved, things that have been updated that hadn't been updated for 15, 20, 30 years that have made us a functional city again. And we're on the right path. So, I keep thinking in terms of, you know, the timeline of political change is very much incremental, and I go back 8 years and hearing, you know, a young 30-year-old man speaking at public comment representing Surfrider and going to him and saying, boy, that was impressive. If you ever run for city council, I'd be happy to work to help you get elected. And now I look at it and I see what's happening around the county, that younger voices are being heard. And that is so important. The scene has always been so dominated by my generation, the baby boomer generation. And it's so important that we hear the voices of younger people, you know, such as you and Christine and Matt, because your perspective is fresh and it's your world now. And it's great to see that happening around the county. And I know you don't, you know, see isolated things, in time that way, but it definitely encouraged others, Noah, to get involved, and I commend you for that. Thanks.
Thank you.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor and members of the City Council. My name's Jane Heath. I am a resident of Morro Bay, and I stand really just not so much to echo what I've already heard, but to add thanks not only to the folks sitting up on the dais and those who are about to be sworn in, but also to their spouses and their families, because this is a commitment that you make not only for yourselves, but also for your life. And it really, I want you to know that I, as a citizen, appreciate the sacrifices that not only you have made, but also your families have made. And I'm, you know, happy for Noah and Christine that they're going to go back to life as they once knew it. But at the same time, we will miss them terribly. And we hope that Marlis and Red, you know, have as good a tenure on the council and are as productive and helpful as you have all been. So thank you very much. And thanks to your families.
Thanks, Jane. Anybody else for public comment?
Good evening. And Betty Winholtz, I don't know if we're doing our names tonight or not. I, too, want to add a couple of comments. I think that this council has had a lot of courage in expressing their opinions over so many months. Month after month over a variety of issues, and I appreciate the courage that you've all demonstrated. I also appreciate the time that's been involved, because having been there, I know that it's just been hours and hours and hours, and so that's real important to acknowledge the time that you've given. I'm also a little bit, you know, of a loyal opposition, and I want to represent those that probably aren't in the room tonight, those of us who actually are in the majority. Because, as you know, having read the staff report and the resolution, that this council, the new council, is not elected by a majority vote. And I think it's important that you not only acknowledge and be received by your friends, but that you remember the rest of us, the other three-fifths of the town who are not voiced here tonight. And that's who I feel like I'm speaking for. And so I want to ask you to do three things. I want you to we've acknowledged that. And so I'm going to ask you to turn in a new direction, that the kind of direction that the mayor and the newly elected people expressed during the campaign isn't necessarily the direction that all of us want to go. So I'm going to ask you to reach out to either Tina Metzger or myself or people who supported other candidates and have dialogue with them, because we're all on the same side here. We all love our town. We all want it to succeed. We all want to feel safe here and healthy. But you, in order to do that, you need to bring us together. And this town's not together right now, so I'm asking you to reach out and do that. You're in the positions of power. You're in the positions of influence. And it would be important if you would do that for us. I think one of the concrete ways you can do that is when you do your appointments, look at some diversity on your committees and make sure that your committees, those currently and the new ones that are coming, that they have the information they need to give you good advice, because that hasn't necessarily been true over the last few years. And I would ask you to, Mr. Heading and Mr. Makowitzki, you're now the elders on the council, even though you've both only been on 2 years. And so I hope that you will expand and be more vocal and not long-winded, but more vocal. And that was a joke. And not well received. Please talk about diversity, because we all, our voices need to be heard, not just the voices of people that have elected you. And so I would also speak to Ms. Metzger and Mr. Sadowski, as those that did not win, that they have a good majority of the people in the community, and I hope that they will use their influence with you so you listen to them. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else for public comment?
Good evening, council and staff and friends at home and friends behind me. It's a night for Thanksgiving indeed, and I'd like to let you know that I have multiple copies of this certificate that I designed to thank people for their participation in Thanksgiving this year. One for you, Jamie, one for you, Christine, and one for you, honoring your inner country woman. He brought some beautiful bouquets to Thanksgiving meal from the community garden, because I asked him to tap into his inner country woman, and he did a great job. Thanksgiving, absolutely. And part of the reason that I became involved in Thanksgiving was because I'm a member of EBAC. And EBAC is an organization that actually has no official members. It's an alliance. It's the Estero Bay Alliance for Care. And Jamie, I know that you were instrumental when you first were elected in starting EBAC, because you walked around all the precincts and you found out how much need there is in the community. And Noah and Christine took the reins of that disorganization and we've done amazing things with the food group, Monday night meal. We had it here earlier, and look at how nicely we cleaned up after it.
Thanks, Nancy.
And the Community Resource Center and Home Share Slow, all things that have come out of the EBAC organization. And I look forward to whoever is the liaison going forward out of the council members, the new ones that are coming up. And to close, Christine and Noah, you know, we all do a lot of things. We all do things that nobody knows we do. And I just want to thank both of you from the bottom of my heart, because you see me. You see me when I did things. You knew I was behind various things. And to be recognized like that is so amazing. When I first started getting involved in political circles rather than just videotaping them, Rick Algert reminded me that, you know, no good deed goes unpunished. And when I realized that that was actually true, I went out and did things just because it was the right thing to do, whether people liked it or saw that I did it or not. And I hope I've seen what you guys have done, because you're going to be missed. And I'm just incredibly grateful. So this one that is actually for the city of Morro Bay, I hope it goes into Iconi's office so that next year he remembers Thanksgiving is coming again. Because every day is Thanksgiving Day in Morro Bay. Thank you, folks.
Thank you, Nancy. Anybody else for public comment?
Good evening. My name's Amy Burton, resident of Morro Bay, and I'd like to express my sincere gratitude to Councilmember Smuckler and Councilwoman Johnson for their years of service to our community. I credit you both for bringing much needed energy and perspective, reaching out and engaging a broader base of civic participation, and exceeding my expectations for your role in council and ultimately raising the bar. As in life, it's unfortunate that we can't always make everyone happy. For that reason, I alone and most people would never even consider taking on the position of councilperson. You've both shown great courage and kindness in your role, and on numerous occasions, I've witnessed each of you turn your cheek, reply with respect, and move forward for the better of the whole community. I admire your bravery and dedication. Christine and Noah, you make me proud to be a citizen of this great community. And above all, I thank you for being a role model to my children, for they've been listening and they've been watching. Please know that you will be dearly missed. Thank you.
Thank you, Amy. Thank you. Anybody else for public comment? Seeing none, I'll close public comment and bring it back to council. I just want to thank all of you for coming up and speaking, and thank all of you in the audience for being here tonight, and all the viewers and our community at heart. And with that, bring it back to council. I'll look to Council Member Heading to start us off with Council Member comments and remarks.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Welcome this evening. It's a great evening tonight, and I have had the pleasure for serving this committee community, excuse me, for 2 years, and it has been an exciting 2 years. And part of the greatest joy that I think comes from this service is working with the people that are up here. And when I think of Christine and Noah, they exemplify some attributes that I find extremely important, not only as a community servant, but as a person or people of character. And so I just want to call those out. One is an undying commitment to serve the community, putting the community first above and beyond self. Is something that I have seen over and over with both of you, and I only hope that I can do half of the job that you have done with regard to that. Two, you both have expressed a significant vision for Morro Bay, and your vision is contagious, and I thank you for... From the doctor, yes. And it's something I want to catch and not be immunized against, because the vision of the future is a bright one for Morro Bay and has been clearly articulated by both of you. And I so appreciate you setting that up for my incoming tenure as a council member. The third thing is loyalty. And both of you, to me, are representative of the epitome of loyalty. Your commitment not only to the community, but to the disenfranchised of this community is just commendable. And a loyalty to a community really involves, and I think Ms. Winholtz mentioned it, everybody, not just those that, quote unquote, you may be aligned with, but the whole community. And so thanks for thinking of the disenfranchised and keeping a special place in your heart for them. And the fourth thing is thanks for being a teacher. Coming up here and being new, the one thing you think about most often is, did I screw up the Brown Act? Oh my gosh. And that's our first thought. But there are many other things when you're up here that you think about that are important as a new council person. And so I have watched you and I have learned from you, and I believe I'm a better council person today than I was 2 years ago because you have taught me so much. And for that, I have undying gratitude. And lastly, before I tell the story real quickly, is a thanks to both of you for representing us and raising the bar of what Morro Bay means to the county. Both of you have served in county positions, and I have personally heard feedback from individuals in the county about both of you that is extremely positive and representative of many positive changes in Morro Bay. So thanks for being a good steward of your commitment to representing us in the bigger, broader picture and aspect of things. That is invaluable. And as also mentioned, I think, by one speaker, I want to thank Laura, Noah's wife, and I want to thank Lola, Noah's dog, because, it's not just the council meetings that pull us away from our families, but there are many other hours of service that you don't see that they give. And I know that has an impact on family. And I want to thank Lee and Nicholas, Christine's husband and son. And I didn't remember your dog's name, but anyway, thank you to your dog. Roxy, that's it. Roxy, thanks to Roxy for giving you up on those nights when she really didn't get fed well because you were hurrying to get to a meeting. But to Lee and to Nicholas also, you know, thanks for allowing Mom to serve for these years. It's so important to this community for that to happen, and know that it has an impact on one's family when you do offer that up. And so I'll close with this. There's a story in the Bible about a man who was a wealthy landowner, and he was going away, and he entrusted his wealth to his servants. And to one of his servants, he gave money then was called talent. And he gave one talent, and he said, use this, please, take this from me, and make sure that you guard it. And to another, according to his ability or her ability, he gave two talents. And to the third, he gave five talents. And he returned about a year later and came back and called them to accountability. And the individual that he gave five talents to said, look, master, I have 10 talents to return to you. And the master said, well done, good and faithful servant. And the one that he gave two talents to said, look, master, I have invested this, and I have four talents to return to you. And the master said, well done, good and faithful servant. And to the one talent person, the one talent person came and said, master, I knew that you worked hard for everything that you've done, and I took your one talent, and, you know, I buried it. And because I wanted to make sure you got it back. And the landowner looked at him and said, you wicked, lazy servant. And I just want to say this. You are looking at two 10-talent people that have served this community greatly. And I am so grateful to you for that and wish you the best in your new renewed life. Thanks for being a friend. Thanks for being a colleague. Thanks for being a person that has made me a better person.
Thank you, John. Matt?
Well, this is quite a time to be back, and I want to thank everybody up here and out there in the audience for all of your good wishes. But I did want to come back for this meeting, especially to make some say goodbye to my colleagues. But also, as I was at home with my sickness in the last 3-4 months, I got to have a different view of Morro Bay, and not just from a council perspective, but from the electoral perspective, and that's even with my eye condition. And watching how this town, with our different factions, gets involved and puts that energy out there, and that's on every 360 degrees of points of view. And with that, the first thing I'd like to celebrate right now is community, is because it's not just about the people that are leaving and coming onto the dais, but it's about the entire community. So I'd like to put that out there. Next is this dedication, or the concept of dedication. I knew Noah before I knew Christine, and he was always talking about doing council stuff and surf riding stuff. I'm like, wow, what the heck's going on there? And then he talked me into getting involved. So thanks, Noah. I'm kidding. And you're a tough act to follow, but thank you for your 8 years. I really appreciate it, and I know the town does also. And then Christine, one thing about sitting next to Christine is she's a Leo, just like me. And if you've ever watched her with her kind of point of view and sometimes her demeanor, I'm like, wow, I wonder if I'm like that. But that's a compliment, because she's also a tough act to follow. She's so thorough and very caring. And I think that's one thing watching these two folks as they're about to leave, is that caring that they give not to the just to the job or to the position, but to the community at large. And so those folks watching at home, and if you're not just here in the audience, I think that's important to note. So with that, say thank you, and I'll try my best, okay? Thank you, all right? And your families, I'm glad they're here tonight. They're gonna get you back. I understand, because I'm getting that also. So enjoy it. And enjoy it. Thank you.
Thanks, Matt. I have some prepared remarks for you two. Noah, I can't say that you are unflappable because your hair does not resemble anything of the sort. I notice a new sense of freedom with you beyond that of your hair growing out. I will say, after 8 years of serving on City Council for the City of Morro Bay, you have been rock steady. I've appreciated your humor, wit, and good timing, subtly hinting how nice it would be to take a short recess to go to the bathroom during a council discussion about a wastewater treatment technology. Or your metaphors about how important it is that the city is prepared like a Boy Scout, ensuring that our backpack is fully stocked to make a trek from El Capitan to Morro Rock. You wanted to make sure the backpack wasn't just stocked for a Boy Scout. You always wanted to ensure the backpack can support the entire Boy Scout troop, or someone along the trail in need, or a neighbor. You wanted, and still do, want to make sure our community is prepared and protected. There have been times, though, when your compass was spinning. Take, for example, most recently during the discussion about the concept plan for Centennial Plaza. Suddenly, you envisioned the crow's nest and the captain's helm of a ship at the top of Centennial Stairway. In your eyes, Centennial Stairway suddenly became a ship sailing out to sea. Apparently, it was your ship sailing out to sea. As mayor, facilitating meetings can be challenging. Not that the viewing public would notice, but there have been times when council can get a little wordy, like talking about a sailing ship or, more exciting, the general plan. Noah, you would give me a signal, come on, let's wrap it up, and I would do likewise with you. Or, after a lengthy discussion, even like tonight, a reminder, hey, let's open up public comment. I especially appreciated the level of detail in your motions or amended motions to make sure the backpack was full. It speaks to your commitment and hard work. Christine, while Noah was being a Boy Scout, you have that special gift of explaining the details of an issue or process, simply connecting with people so eloquently. I won't go into a Girl Scout analogy. I will just say that you always impress me with your level of preparation, outreach, intellect, and grace. Often I would look out at staff and the public in the audience while you were explaining an issue, how you came to your decision, articulating to the rest of council, and how we should consider all of our options or thoughts and perspective. And as I looked out there, all were listening and captivated, like listening to a story. Early on council, you would sometimes offer a quote or a phrase or a poem. It's been a while since I've heard one from you, so tonight I have one from you, for you. Maya Angelou, an American poet and civil rights activist. If you get, give. If you learn, teach. Christine, Noah, thank you both for all that you have given and all that you have taught. It's been a privilege to serve with you both. Thanks. Thank you. Noah, a few words?
I don't know if I have much to say tonight. I did write some words down, and been thinking a lot about tonight, starting when I sat down here 8 years ago, and it has been an honor to serve with all of you. I know you recognize how much responsibility each one of us as representatives carries into this position, and how special Morro Bay is. And I think one of the best examples of that is to consider that myself here as a gardener named Noah, who has a fascination with stormwater and a habit to ride my bike around town in a skin-tight black suit.
Really?
Yeah. You haven't seen me?
No.
Well, you need to get in North Morro Bay more often.
Yeah.
Not many towns would accept that, and yet Morro Bay has. And I think it's a bit of a statement for the type of community that we have here. And speaking of toleration, I definitely want to thank my wife, Laura, and my family for really supporting me and being patient as I've worked hard to dig into the position and, as Jamie mentioned, be prepared and rise to the occasion and the responsibility. And one of the things that I really thought about as I got into this position is trying to balance and moderate my own bias and recognizing that I had personal interests related to all sorts of different issues before the city, but the importance of moving beyond that and thinking about the greater good and the short and long-term impacts and the different perspectives that everyone brought to the table and be open to try to consider those. Those were some of the things that I aspired to, and I still do, and I think it's a constant challenge. I see all of you carrying those same efforts. And another thing that I think I've tried to be committed to is the civil discourse. And I think a lot about that now because we all see what's going on at the national level and the pressures that are out there on everyone in the community and nationwide, from the economic to the social to the environmental side. And it's a really intense time right now. And as I've looked back on this experience and thinking about where I am personally now and where we are as a community and what brought me to this point, there's something that jumped out to me, and I have a little story to tell you. It's a story about my first council meeting, which wasn't here at the city of Morro Bay, and it was in the early 2000s, just around finishing college. And at that moment in my life, I was thinking a lot about national and international issues, following all sorts of things, and feeling pretty frustrated and downtrodden and basically helpless. And I wasn't really getting anywhere. I was signing petitions and going to different events, but nothing really seemed to be effective. And I happened to hear about a meeting at the city of San Luis Obispo. It was right around my 23rd birthday. And it was about the Delidio farm. And was really curious and actually concerned about the future of that farm. And I went to that meeting. And I had an epiphany there as I sat down in, city of San Luis. They have comfortable chairs there for the public. And I sat there and I didn't speak, but I just sat there and took it all in. And the passion in the room, the humanity, the energy, the closeness of staff and the representatives, the civil debate, and most particularly the public comment, and how powerful that was. And ultimately, at the end of the night, just as we've seen here with many meetings in Morro Bay, the vote was, in my opinion, in favor of the will of the people. And that was my epiphany, was recognizing that I could spend all the time I wanted throwing myself at national, international issues, but it was at the local level where you could really have a chance to make a difference. And also recognizing, too, that some of the bigger issues that we see around the globe and in our country, we have microcosms of those same things here. And it's just a further reason to get involved. And thankfully, I see that happening in our community over and over again. We all recognize how fortunate we are to live here in Morro Bay. And I have to have a quote because I've learned from Christine. Quotes are nice. And I
oh, wow,
one,
night.
Yeah, one came to me a while ago, and I think it represents quite a bit of the ethic of Morro Bay, and it's from John Prine's song, "It's a Big Old Goofy World," which is a quote to itself. But the line is, if you take an inch, give them back a mile. And I see that over and over again in Morro Bay. I see that with our staff from every department, from the frontline staff all the way up to the department heads and the administration. Their sincere, hardworking commitment to make our town work as best as it can for the people. And I see that in our businesses, where our business community, many are probably the majority, I would say definitely the majority, are locally owned and operated and working on pretty slim margins, but giving back and being very generous with their limited resources over and over again. And most importantly, I see that with our citizens. And stepping up and getting involved and making your voices heard when issues need to be expressed, volunteering on our advisory boards and on nonprofits, getting involved with beautifying our public spaces, caring for people in need, patrolling our streets, everything. And that's what really makes democracy work and why I think we have such a good thing here. And there are times when we fight and it becomes pretty passionate and it feels like we're spreading apart as a community. But I think ultimately we do have a sincere commitment to civil discourse. And I see that over and over again in our community. And I think that relates a little bit, even though most of us aren't mariners, but there's a long heritage in marine and seagoing communities where if a vessel is in distress, people respond and try to help. And I think knowing what we have in front of us with the different issues that will continually be rising and are important, that I'm confident that our community, the council members up here with me today and the new ones stepping forward are equipped to handle that responsibility and to maintain that level of civility and respect to each other. And I think it's important for the council members to lead, but it's all of our responsibility and it goes beyond just being here at the city and city functions, but throughout our lives. And I think you all know that. I don't think I had anything else left to say, but I just do want to thank you all for your patience and for really setting an example of what a community can do when it works hard and it cares. And I know we're going to continue doing that, and that our Morro Bay 50 years from now is something that will hold on to those values, mostly because of how much work and dedication you all share with us for where we're going. So thank you again, and I've been honored to serve with all of you, and I intend to stay active and be a little selective with what I get involved with, but it's community service is something that I share as a value. So love to see you around town and maybe in my black suit or not, but feel free to stop me and ask me what you think or what I think about different issues if you think so or not, and just let's have a small chat and not talk about city stuff for a little while too. That'd be okay. So thank you again, and I love you all.
Thank you.
Christine.
Thank you very much, and it's been fantastic to be here tonight. There's some great energy in the room. You can just feel it. I can feel the positive energy. Sometimes it's not this way, so I can feel the difference. Thank you for the remarks everyone made earlier at public comment, and thank you so much to my colleagues on the council for your thoughtful and tear-inducing remarks, but we're going to hold it together up here, I think, as we move forward. It's tempting for me tonight to ask the city clerk to set the timer for 3 minutes and see if I can really do it. And I thought about it. I know. It's tempting, right? It really is. But I realize this is sort of a swan song, and I'm not going to have this opportunity again. And there's so many things I'd like to say. It just might not get it into three. But I will do my best. And it was in that spirit that I did come up with these remarks this evening. So tonight, I'd like to talk to you mostly about a message of gratitude. So the record of city accomplishments since 2012, 2013, that speaks for itself. And you can go on the city's website and you can do a report card on how we've been doing up here, at least for me in my last 4 years serving with two different councils. That's now part of the permanent record of the city. So all of the things that were accomplished or perhaps not quite accomplished the way you might have hoped, that's already done. What I'd like to talk to you about tonight is how grateful I am to have served this city for the past 4 years. I do know my time is almost up, so I will do my best to offer my message of gratitude and then exit stage left, and the next council can begin their work on behalf of all of us. There are a few quotes in my messages. I'm glad I put some quotes in, or I would have disappointed you, I think. So, of course, you don't have to look very far to find some fantastic quotes when you look at American humorist writings of Will Rogers. And Will Rogers had says that everybody is ignorant, only on different subjects. So I give this quote to city staff, because it must seem like council members are just ignorant perhaps on every subject that there could be in municipal government. So I would like to just thank each of you, department heads especially, folks in administration, deal with us a little bit more closely than some other city employees, but I would like to take this time to thank all city employees who have taken the time to educate me on their area of expertise. And I thank employees specifically who have been serving Morro Bay for many years. Your institutional knowledge is invaluable, and it's critical to our continued success. I'd like to welcome those of you who have come aboard recently. Your fresh perspective, they're behind my flowers, can't quite see. Your fresh perspective and new energy are needed to move us forward into the future. For many of you on city staff, much of your work is unknown and unseen by the majority of people in the city. But I would like you to know that I'd like to tell you directly that it is never unappreciated by me. I would like the residents of the city of Morro Bay to know what I have learned working with city staff over the past 4 years. Our employees take their jobs seriously and work to do their best every single day. I know things are not always perfect, and they know that things are not always perfect in the city. And their thinking is likely along the lines of famous football coach Vince Lombardi when he said, "Perfection is not attainable. But if we chase perfection, we can catch excellence." I see so much excellence in our city staff every single day. I thank our city manager for leading our team of exceptional employees, and I thank every single City of Morro Bay employee for the work you do on behalf of all of us every day. To my colleagues on the council, there are so many quotes about teamwork, and they're mostly from the sports world, so I've already given you Vince Lombardi. I'm not going to revisit that, but I'll start with a quote that made me smile a little bit. It's a slightly different take on teamwork. And it's from American novelist Edward Abbey. Some may say American anarchist. You decide. He says, "One man alone can be pretty dumb sometimes, but for real bona fide stupidity, there ain't nothing that can beat teamwork." So I'm sure that must resonate with a portion of the community, at least, probably on every other Tuesday. I prefer, however, to leave you, my colleagues, with a quote from political advocate and author Helen Keller. I think she puts it a little bit better, especially for our city council style of governance. She says, "Alone we can do so little. Together we can do so much." I'm so grateful to have served alongside of each of you and to have done so much from the honest intent that it was to move Morro Bay forward into a more sustainable future for all of us. I'm grateful to each of you for your openness to my opinions and thoughts. I'm grateful for the expertise and knowledge that each of you bring to the council. I'm especially grateful to you, Mayor Irons, for leading our meetings as mayor with fairness and balance. It is a challenge to be the mayor. It's different in the middle seat. But somehow, all of us, we still manage to keep what I think is very important, and that is our sense of humor. To the new council members, Marlis and Red, here we go with Will Rogers again. He said, "Don't let yesterday use up too much of today." I hope you will build on the foundation that this council has left for you. Moving forward is so important. Learning from the past, if the lessons are bad, don't repeat them, but keep that forward momentum going. I am very optimistic about your ability to serve along with Jamie, John, and Matt. I trust this incoming council to put facts before emotion in order to make the best decisions possible for the future of Morro Bay. To the citizens of Morro Bay, Will Rogers offered this advice, and I think we all can relate to it. He said, "The best way out of a difficulty is through it." We worked together on some challenging and difficult issues over the years. issues with no simple solutions or easy answers, complicated situations with no quick fixes, confusing and at times unpopular decisions. Occasionally, we had tense interactions that tested the limits of our patience with one another. At times, the outcome was entirely positive and celebratory. One thing I learned through it all, I am grateful to live in a city with so many knowledgeable and truly engaged citizens. Thanks for your honest and forthright input. It is through your participation that goals are set and objectives accomplished in order to continue to provide for a high quality of life in the city of Morro Bay. An additional thank you, especially to those of you who did continue a dialogue with me, even if we didn't always agree. Thomas Jefferson said, "I never considered a difference of opinion in politics as cause for withdrawing from a friend." I'm grateful to have worked to maintain relationships with as many citizens as possible, despite our differences. I'm extremely grateful to friends who were there with me right from the start in 2012, who worked on campaigns, offered advice, listened well, shared a laugh, took care of Nikki when I was busy with city commitments, dropped off flowers or wine when the going got tough at times, and helped remind me of why we got into it all in the first place, to work together to help make Morro Bay a strong and resilient place for the future. A special word to all of our kids who were involved in campaigns or otherwise actively participated in civic life in Morro Bay. Here's a quote from Dr. Seuss, who becomes more wise to me as I grow older. This from The Lorax. "Unless someone like you cares a whole awful lot, nothing's going to get better. It's not." We have seen the energy of our youth in our city, what they bring to our civic engagement. We know they care an awful lot, and it's going to get better. It will. To my parents who are watching live stream tonight, I am forever grateful for your encouragement and guidance all of my life. You win the award for the most knowledgeable people in Pennsylvania about the happenings in the city of Morro Bay, California. As child advocate Miriam Wright Edelman said, "Education is for improving the lives of others and for leaving your community and world a better place than you found it." You both are retired educators, and I learned this most valuable lesson about giving back to my community from watching you while I was growing up. To my husband, Lee, and son, Nicholas, I am most grateful to you for three things. One, your patience. Two, your patience. And three, your patience with how the role of council member impacted our time as a family for the past 4 years. I know you are ready for my term to end so we can go back to more normal family life. So I will keep it short and end soon. Thank you for listening to me, Nicholas and Lee, as I work through many of the decisions I had to make. Thank you for attending many city events with me to support our city. Thank you for waiting while I spoke to just one more person. I answer just one more email and make one more phone call for the past 4 years. You've been more supportive than I could have ever imagined or hoped for. I'm eternally grateful to both of you, and we do look forward to a little bit of downtime. It's been said that families are like fudge, mostly sweet with a few nuts. I am sure my time in the City Council has made me the nut in our family. To conclude, I came across a book in 2012 that helped instruct me on how to best serve the City of Morro Bay as a council member. The book is entitled Choosing Civility, written by P.M. Forney. In the book, Dr. Forney offers rules for considerate conduct, and I've tried to follow those for the past 4 years. These rules kept me focused on the big picture and helped me immensely do the best job I could for the city as a whole. And I'd like to conclude with reading some of these rules to you, and hopefully they will carry our community forward as we continue to speak and work on the challenging, difficult issues, but do it in the spirit of civility. Some of the rules are: don't shift responsibility and blame. Respect the environment and be gentle to animals. Give constructive criticism. Refrain from idle complaints. think twice before asking for favors. Apologize earnestly and thoughtfully. Respect other people's space. Respect other people's time. Be agreeable. Respect others' opinions. Accept and give praise. Speak kindly. Be inclusive. Listen. Think the best. Acknowledge others. And pay attention. It's been my pleasure to serve as your council member. The city is in good hands moving forward, and I encourage all citizens to stay engaged, continue to participate in the civic life of beautiful Morro Bay. Thank you.
Well, folks, I think the next thing on our at this point is we can go down to the podium. Council Member Christine Johnson and Council Member Noah Smuckler, and I think there are some presentations for you two. And then we'll invite Red and Marlis up to the podium. And let's just go do that.
Can I suggest a future agenda item?
No, I'm just kidding. I'm sure you can, and I'm sure you will. Need to stand over here.
Okay.
How was that, Dave? Okay, great. Is the mic on? Can you hear me? Thank you. Yeah. All right. So it's with a great pleasure and privilege to present these two celebratory recognition. Not plaques, but just beautiful presentation for Noah Smuckler and Christine Johnson. It looks like there's a wave floating from underneath.
Oh, that's
amazing!
Thank you.
And there's two lapel pins with a City of Morro Bay emblem on it. And so wear them well. Thank you, guys. All right. Okay, folks, Red and Marlis, if you'll join me up here, I think our city clerk, Dana Swanson, has something for us to do.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I state your name. I, Marlis McPherson, do solemnly swear, that I will uphold and defend, the Constitution of the United States, and the Constitution of the State of California, against all enemies, that I will bear true faith and allegiance, to the Constitution of the United States, and the Constitution of the State of California, that I take this obligation freely, without any mental reservation, or purpose of evasion, and I will well and faithfully. Discharge the duties. Upon which I'm about to enter. Congratulations.
Thank you. Councilmember McPherson, Councilmember Davis, welcome.
Thank you.
Councilmember McPherson, if you'll lead us in some comments.
Oh, all right. I'm new at this, so I hope you'll be patient. Thank you all so much for coming out tonight. This is such a special occasion for me, and I really appreciate so many people being here. You know, I've never run for public office before, and so the past few months have been exciting, they've been a learning experience, but they've also been a very humbling experience for me. First of all, I want to thank all of the people who worked so hard for me and helped to elect me, and I can't name you all, but I see many of your faces in the audience. Thank you so much. I also want to thank all of the people, the citizens of Morro Bay, for putting their faith and their trust in me, and I promise to do everything I can to earn that trust in the future. I also want to thank Noah Smuckler and Christine Johnson for their amazing years of service on this council. They have been incredible role models for me. I have observed them and watched them, and I am in awe of their abilities. And they leave very big shoes to fill, and all I can do is try. So that's my commitment to you. I want to congratulate Mayor Irons and also my fellow council member, Red Davis, on their election. I'm looking forward to serving with this council, with our elected officials, and with John and with Matt. And I'm so happy to see Matt back, I can't tell you. I'm also excited to be working with our capable city manager and our dedicated staff. I look forward to working with them to solve the problems that still remain. You know, we feel like we live in paradise here in Morro Bay, but there's still work to do, and I think together we can accomplish that. We've made so much progress over the past several years working on getting a new water reclamation facility and updating our general plan, and I want to continue working on those issues, solving those issues, and making Morro Bay an even better place than it is. We need to finish that work that we've started. I promise to work hard for all of you, and I especially calling out to the people who may not have voted for me, I am here to listen. That's my job, and I want to know what your opinions are. I want to know what your concerns are. I want to know what your issues are. And I'll keep an open door policy, although I can't do that because I don't have an office, but I promise to keep my cell phone on and to check my emails every day continuously. So I will get back to you. I really look forward to your opinions. I promise to listen respectfully, and I forgot to wear my civil discourse button today, but I truly love civil discourse, and I am committed to doing it on this council. I'm here to serve you, and I want to thank you for the opportunity to do so.
Thank you, Marlis. Red?
My friend Walter told me, enjoy today. It's going to be the last time that anybody likes you. Mayor Irons has assigned to me the Christine Johnson seat, and I regard that as quite a challenge and a compliment. Thank you. I am humbled that people voted for me to make important decisions about the future of the city. My mother would be proud. And my father, if he were still alive, would fall over dead from astonishment. I need to acknowledge and thank my wife, Gail, my advisor, my dear friend, my manager. Anything that you hear me say that sounds intelligent and well thought out, you can thank my wife. And I want to thank Richard Sadowski and Marlis and Laura Kogan for stepping up and running for council seats. I think that the competitive nature of campaigning brings out the best in all of us, and it upped our game. I'm sorry that Laura had to drop out, but she needs to take note. She withdrew from the race and did not campaign, and still she received more than 1,000 votes. And I hope that she will look for ways to continue to help our city and that we will hear more from her in the future. I appreciated that Richard brought up an alternative way to think about the WRF, the Water Reclamation Facility. It was good to have a public discussion about it because it's an important and expensive project. And that's why we do political campaigns. And I hope that Richard will continue to serve on the Planning Commission. I heard a lot of positive comments during the campaign from people who appreciate his work and his support for the people of Morro Bay. I want to say a word about citizen responsibility. You all have elected us to govern the city, but we don't do that in a vacuum. We need to hear from you. Chris Christensen asked a very important question at the Chamber Membership Summit last month. He wanted to know how we can be assured that when the council adopts a plan or a course of action, how do we know that they will carry it out? How can we be assured that subsequent councils will carry it out? And there are three ways that that can happen, but they all three depend on you. Give your input. Show up at the council meeting. Send emails. Call on the phone. That means that you have to keep up with what's going on in the city. You need to watch the city's website, follow us on Facebook, read the agendas, the neighborhood emails. Next door, Morro Bay. Fabulous current information on that. You are the persons who are most responsible to see that Morro Bay is governed the way you want it to be. Second thing is you need to follow up and keep an eye on what the council does. And if we stray from what we promise to do, let us know. We love public comment, and we depend on it to know what you think about what we're doing. The podium here is the people's pulpit. This is your direct connection to the city, and you should use it. I want to call out Ed Griggs. Ed did a great thing. He got excited about something going on in his neighborhood, and he did something about it. He got his neighbors together, formed a group, got informed, held meetings, and the Morro Bay stakeholders are working closely with city staff now to make sure that their concerns are addressed. And that's the way democracy is supposed to work. So thank you, Ed, for doing the right thing the right way. And the third thing that you need to do is to get involved in the elections. Study the candidates and examine their platforms. Listen to what they say. Support and vote for the people who are going to lead the city in the direction that you want it to go. And finally tonight, I need to recognize that we stand on the shoulders of giants. Noah Smuckler and Christine Johnson have done the heavy lifting that has brought our city to this point. We are poised to accomplish great things that they put into motion. A new general plan, a new WRF, a new municipal code, a new sign ordinance, a whole series of strategic plans, a maritime museum, a new aquarium. And all of these things are happening because Noah and Christine and Jamie and Matt and John worked hard and withstood criticism and harsh words and second guessing. These are all wonderful things that they have nurtured and brought to fruition, and Marlis and I are going to take credit for them. So thank you for coming tonight and for listening to us. And be assured that for the next 4 years, we're going to listen to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Red. Well, once again, I have a few prepared remarks I'd like to share. It's been an honor and a privilege to serve as your mayor for the last 4 years, and I'm grateful for the privilege you've granted me to serve another term for the city of Morro Bay. I would like to recognize all of the candidates who ran for office: Laura Cogan, Red Davis, Marlis McPherson, Richard Sadowski, Betty Winholtz, and Tina Metzger. Public service as an elected is a big commitment and sacrifice, and their decision to run for office is indicative of their love of Morro Bay and commitment to our community. Over the last 4 years, there has been much accomplished, and I would like to recognize all of the city employees and city staff for their work. Thank you. We have some exciting challenges and opportunities before us, such as the WRF, Water Reclamation Facility, water, general plan, streets, fiscal sustainability, and economic development, homeless and affordable housing, just to name a few. In the coming year, the city will be embarking on city goals yet again, and I am asking for your input. The issues, opportunities, and potential require us to prioritize because we can do anything, we just can't do everything. I look forward to working with our new city council, who I believe shares the perspective, and continuing the work with our talented staff. I would like to thank my campaign team and supporters for all your work and help during this election and over the last 4 years. I'm proud that we focused on the issues, provided facts to support our claims, and set a positive tone. To all in our community, it is my responsibility to serve the community as a whole, and I will continue to do just that. I will continue my commitment to engage our community through open and respectful dialogue. I will promote and protect civil discourse at all of our city meetings, ensuring that our community feels welcome and not threatened or bullied. It is essential that we respect differing opinions without hate or anger. As a friend advised me, the outcome will always be better if the people who are faced with a problem are able to participate in the decisions and solutions. Finally, I'd like to thank my family, my brother Randy for being here tonight, and my wife Monica. Thank you for everything. And with that, I'll turn it over to our fellow council members, Matt or John, if you have any further words. Matt?
You're going to let me go first?
Sure, absolutely.
All right. Wow. What an election cycle. And I want to echo what Jamie just said. And thank you to all the candidates who put themselves out there. Not only is that a tremendous drain, but it's also more of a reflection of how what this community means across the board. So I want to thank everybody who did that. Also, I want to thank all three of you who putting yourself out there and offering yourselves to the community for additional time. Jamie, for doing it for the third successive time. I mean, it's incredible. I am just, you know, amazed. And so I want to thank you.
Thanks,
and Marlis and Red, I can't wait. This is going to be fun serving with you. For the citizens of Morro Bay, you've watched Christina Noah step down, and those of you who have been paying attention for decades, you know that a lot of folks come up here, and we have one thing in common, that's our little town in Morro Bay, and so important on a number of different facets. So we have a lot of work to do, and I can't wait to work with you. Thank you.
Thanks. John?
Sure. Thank you, Matt. So, you know, one of the greatest privileges that there is to put aside self for community. And for me, that's what it's all about. You know, the joy that comes from many of you that come up here and offer significant public input is the joy of me learning and being educated about really what the voice of the community is. And it's not about what I want, it's about what you want and what's best for the future of Morro Bay. I have the great privilege to have my grandchildren being raised in this community. So I have a daughter and a son-in-law and a wife and two wonderful grandkids that are here who are invested. And it's not just for them that I serve, but for all of you. And I do consider it an honor and an honor to serve with Mayor Irons, who has exemplified civil discourse in the way that he has carried himself through adversity often, which does occur, believe it or not, in these kinds of meetings, but also in interactions with us as council members. So thank you for your leadership. Thank you for your undying commitment to the community and for the care that you display. Matt, you are a great example of getting through a very difficult time. I know about the issues that you faced, and I'm just grateful that you're able to return and bring the views that you have, being a lifelong resident of Morro Bay, and so very much appreciate you. Now, Red, on the other hand, no, I'm just kidding, Red. I served with Red on the chamber and got to know him, and am really looking forward to his, and I will say, senior advice as our council person in the community. It's been a great joy to work with him, and I look forward to continuing that opportunity. Red, I'm just getting you back for things that I know you're going to say in the future. Marlis, I've watched you work in two committees in the community, giving your time endlessly to that and moving initiatives forward as chair of the PWAB and on our Citizens Finance Committee. Thanks so much for that service and for stepping up to the plate, both of you. It's a great honor to serve with you. I feel that our hearts are aligned. We may not disagree on, we may not agree on all the issues, but certainly there will be good debate. And in the end, I know that it will be civil discourse that prevails. And so thank you, community, for continuing to be here. You know, this is the 20%. Usually that we see here in city council meetings. There are 80% of the community that are out there that
often we do not hear from, but those are important voices. And so for our TV audience, I just compel you to just get involved, send an email, dial a number. We don't bite, we're easy to speak to, and we value that input. And so we don't want to become another statistic of a community that 20% of folks give all the input and do all the work. I'd like to see it reversed. 80% of people are involved, and that would be a wonderful thing. So thank you for the opportunity to serve, and thank you for being here tonight.
Well, thank you, everyone. I think that concludes comments from... yes, sir.
Just one more. I want to thank my daughter, Catherine, and my granddaughter, Sarah, for driving here from Nevada City tonight. Thank you very much.
Very nice. Good job, Red. Yeah. All right. I better pause on that adjournment here. Yeah. Okay. Well, folks, thanks for coming tonight. And with that, we'll call the meeting adjourned. Thank you.